This is the Old Mutual two-part deep dive podcast brought to you by Old Mutual.
Good day and welcome to this discussion on the two-part retirement system brought to you by Old Mutual. My name is Mudiwa Gavaza. Now, in our previous sessions, you would have heard us talking about, what is the two-part retirement system? What can you do and not do? Dispelling some of the myths, how people can actually find out more information and, some of the financial planning aspects, around the two-part system. And for today, we're going to be continuing, that particular conversation, around two-part, but specifically now, looking at the Old Mutual two-part calculator, how that works and, how it can actually help you in your journey, to retirement and retirement goals. To make sense of it all, today we are joined by Kaid Wingrove, who is product manager for two-part servicing over at Old Mutual. Kaid, greetings to you today. Now, the main objective of these discussions and these sessions is to actually educate consumers, on what should be kept in mind when it comes to the two-part system, and to actually help people to understand what's going on out there. As I said in the intro, Kaid, we have done quite a bit of work to dispel some of the myths, talk about what the two-part system is, but for today's specifically, when we talk about, the two-part calculator, what are we talking about exactly? And, is this something that, yourselves, as Old Mutual have developed in-house? Maybe you could give us a little bit around that.
Definitely. So the two-part calculator, it's actually got two versions. We've enabled it to help customers understand what the savings pot value is, as well as to understand what the tax liability is if they're considering withdrawing. We came up with a concept in-house, and it was completely developed within our in-house team. And what this tool does is, on WhatsApp specifically, Old Mutual customers can log in and they can put in their credentials, and we will then retrieve their retirement values, calculate their savings pot value, but also, show what the tax liability would be as an estimation. What we've also done is, on the oldmutual.co.za/two-pot page, we've enabled a calculator tool there as well, where any customer, any South African, can go in, put in the retirement values, and we can assist them to calculate their savings pot value come 1 September, as well as what the potential withdrawal would be and what that tax liability would be there as well.
All right. Now, I like the fact that there is so much work that's going into helping people to understand what's going on, with the two-part system. And you mentioned just now that you have two versions of this particular calculator that out there. What's the actual difference between the two calculators? I'm obviously trying to even understand, firstly, why we would have two calculators in the first place, and then maybe you could give us some insight into maybe some of that functionality.
So the first thing is, the calculators run exactly the same calculation. They have the same baseline in terms of calculating your tax. But where they differ is, on WhatsApp, we go and retrieve your information on your behalf if you're an Old Mutual customer. So we first tell you whether you're eligible for two-pot based on your portfolio. And then within that, on your qualifying products, you can then select either one of those and calculate what your savings pot value is. So there's very minimal input that you need to do as a customer to put in a fund value, to put in your other information. But what the oldmutual.co.za calculator does is, even if you're not an Old Mutual customer, so any South African that has any qualifying product, we assist them to also understand what that value would be, as well as what the tax would be. So we're not just limiting it to Old Mutual customers only. And that's why we've implemented both.
All right. It makes a lot of sense because I guess some of these tools, can help to conceptualize things for people. I know that for myself, every once in a while, it's nice to go online and maybe use a tax calculator, to actually understand what's actually, going on. I've earned this much, but, why is it that I'm being taxed X amount? Or, the bond calculators that are out there, for houses and for also car payment calculators. And, it helps you. It takes a lot of mental strain, off your brain, because when it comes to our money, we're very sensitive about our money. And if there's a tool that can help you to at least ease the burden of making calculations, that type of thing, it's always great. But the decision to then have two calculators and specifically one on WhatsApp, that's an interesting approach to take. We understand some people live on WhatsApp and, WhatsApp groups and that type of thing. But I'm just trying to understand what was the rationale, because I'm pretty sure that someone could easily just go, to the website and make the same calculation like you said. What was the rationale for deciding that actually this is something that we need to also then put on WhatsApp?
I think it was a very deliberate choice that we made. With WhatsApp, we know that it's got the biggest reach in terms of technology across South Africa. So a lot of people are comfortable using WhatsApp, engaging on WhatsApp. I think that was the one factor. On the other side of things is, I think prior to COVID, we know that a lot of people haven't been engaging digitally. And COVID, the good that came out of it was that people started accepting and adopting digital as a tool to engage with companies. So the reason why we chose WhatsApp is for reach and for access. We don't want people, we know that certain people might have limitations to, use a laptop and have all that data available to them. So WhatsApp has a lesser data usage. It's got a wider reach in South Africa. And for that reason, we believed it's a good platform to get people to engage with us via.
It's very interesting to see just, how versatile of a tool, WhatsApp has become over time. What began as a simple messaging platform has become, so central to how people, conduct business now, how you interact with businesses. But now also, it seems there's applications when it comes to retirement planning and, that type of thing. So when someone actually wants to, make use of the WhatsApp, WhatsApp calculator, right? What are some of the steps? Is it just simply texting a number? Is it a QR code? Like, how do people actually engage the calculator on WhatsApp?
So the simplest way to engage with it is to add our WhatsApp number as a contact on your device, which is the number is 0860-933-333. I'm going to say it again, 0860-933-333. You can send a message hi to that number, and you'll see we actually open up a menu to you. The two-part menu is option 8 in that list. So when they select that number, we guide them very nicely around everything Tupot, and that's where they can access the calculator. But in future, they can also access other Tupot-related features as we ready ourselves for September. The alternative is we've also emailed and SMSed a lot of our customers. And in that email, there's a QR code, and in the SMS, there's a link, which will then also take them directly to that WhatsApp line. So we've made it very easy for customers to, one, find the WhatsApp number, but also to engage with Tupot going forward.
Can we get that WhatsApp number one more time?
Say it again. So it's 0609-933-333.
Now, because it's a calculator, obviously we're getting the pension values and that type of thing from there. But apart from that, what are some of the other items that a person can access? You mentioned just now that there are a couple of features available on that calculator on WhatsApp.
So other than calculating your savings pot value and tax in the calculate journey for Tupot, we've also added a learn more option. And what we've done is we've taken a lot of the information that we've created on Tupot and condensed it so that it's more bite-sized for the use of WhatsApp. So if you go into that Learnable journey, which is also accessible on that same number, via option 8, you can actually access questions relating to Tupot to help educate you around Tupot, what it is, who it's applicable to, if you're eligible, what are the tax implications as a guideline. And we've responded in a number of ways via different media. So in some parts, you can see information. Other parts, we actually give an infographic. There's another way we can actually access videos via your mobile device. And then lastly, if there's anything that you can't find by these questions that we've loaded there, we've also added a link to our oldmutual.co.za page. So if you click that link, you can get even more information on our website. So we've made it essentially a library of information around Tupot.
No, nice. And it sounds like there's a lot of things that people can access, from that, from that particular repository, on WhatsApp. But I wanted to maybe drill down, a little bit into something that you said just now. And it's two things. You mentioned now about, taking some of this information, drilling it down into bite-sized chunks, for WhatsApp. But I do remember that at the beginning of the conversation, you mentioned that you're sort of pulling this data, and putting it, on WhatsApp. Are the values that that people are getting through the WhatsApp calculator, is that stuff happening in real time? Maybe you could take us behind the curtains for some of us geeks, just to understand what's actually happening behind the scenes there.
The information, to answer your question, it is accessed in real time. When we've authenticated you and we allow you through those doors essentially on WhatsApp and retrieve your values, we're retrieving it from our backend system. So whether you're a corporate customer, whether you're a personal finance customer or MFC, Mason Foundation Cluster customer, we're going to retrieve your portfolio values in real time, perform the calculation of the savings pot, as well as assess your tax based on the income that you've provided within the WhatsApp journey to us. So we're doing everything in real time, and it's as at that date, this is what your savings pot value would be. What I will share as well, Mudiwa, is when we go live with the next feature, and I think you've hinted at it earlier, is that there is going to be some new features that we're going to land. We're actually going to embed those values in your portfolio as well. So come 1 September, you'll be able to see your pot values in real time in this WhatsApp channel as well.
Yeah, it's very interesting, for those of us that come from the world of, technology and that type of thing, people tend to obsess quite a bit about what they call CX and UX, which is basically customer experience and user experience, which has to do with how people interact with, a database or a foundry of information. Right, we obsess about designs of websites, all of this stuff, but it's so great that you can have a WhatsApp interface that people are so used to because we're all using WhatsApp, you're then able to gain so much value from it in terms of understanding what's happening in your portfolio, making these calculations and getting that information in real time on a platform like that. But unfortunately, there are concerns, sometimes when it comes to, WhatsApp, and, some people might be a little bit iffy. We mentioned earlier on that people are quite sensitive about their money and money-related conversations, and some people might feel a way about, interacting with sensitive financial information over WhatsApp, even if it's a secure channel, with Old Mutual. Anything that you can talk to us about on that end to maybe address some of those concerns?
So I think those concerns are valid. Security is a concern, especially within this tech age that we live. We all just want to make sure we are dealing with the right people and giving the information only if it's me that I can access that information. So maybe what I'll share also, Madiwa, is we've done a focus group or a beta focus group prior to releasing this feature. And that was also one of the big concerns that people said about adopting WhatsApp as a channel. In response, what I can tell you is we've done a lot to make sure that people are engaging with us via secure channels. So when you're engaging with Old Mutual and it is to retrieve or access values, that 0860933333 number, that's the one that we will be engaging with you via. So the one thing is to make sure that it is this number that I just mentioned earlier. The other one is the WhatsApp platform itself. When you look at the top of the contact card where you normally see someone's name, we've got a green badge there as well, and that's a verification tick. That's telling you that you are dealing with a verified account. And we've got in the back end, when we're asking you through this journey, we ask you for some information just to verify it is Mudiwa that we are dealing with on our WhatsApp platform. We are matching that data against our database. So we're making sure that it is definitely you before we even display any sensitive information like your portfolio values. But what I would encourage anyone to do as well is if at any point they feel that they are not dealing with Old Mutual, that it's something fraudulent, or there's any concerns around security, we definitely encourage them to contact our tip-off anonymous helpline, which is 0800 222 117, and we can definitely manage that that concern for you. But if you look out for those three things that I mentioned earlier, I can tell you that you are then definitely, in contact with Old Mutual, and we are making sure that you secure it. The one other thing I want to mention with you is there's a lot that we've done to protect our customers. There's a lot that our customers can also do to protect themselves. And a big feature that WhatsApp has introduced lately is the ability to lock your chats. So as soon as you've added that Old Mutual contact, if you go to the information about the contact in WhatsApp itself, you can scroll down and you can click to lock your chat. That means that no one else, even if they have access to your phone, can unlock that WhatsApp chat with Old Mutual and see your values in there, if they were to access and scroll up to your chat. And the last thing we're encouraging our customers to do is also once they've engaged with us, make it a habit to clear your chat. So even if your phone goes missing or someone accesses it, they can't see your sensitive information. So I think a lot has gone into security around this platform.
Nice. And I'm really glad to hear that there's efforts that are being taken to protect these interactions and engagements on both sides, of that equation, from the Old Mutual side, the verification, but also at the same time on the customer side, to also make sure that it's a secure chat and there's steps that customers themselves can actually take to make sure that they're good and well. Where we're going to end off today, Kaid, is just around coming back to the fact that there are two versions of this. We've spent quite a bit of time talking about the version on WhatsApp. But if we come back to the version that is on the Old Mutual website that you spoke about earlier on, is this open to everyone or is this something that's only available to Old Mutual customers?
So the one on our Old Mutual website, that one is open to anyone that's interested to understand anything about Two-Pot. I think one of the Old Mutual values is that we've got a purpose to help our customers thrive by enabling them to achieve their lifetime financial goals. So that's definitely one of the reasons why we've added this calculator there is to help any South African understand, one, what their savings pot value would be, but also to really think about whether they want to access this. And that one of those areas that they need to think about is the tax implication. And ahead of that September go live date, we really want to help South Africans understand what Two-Pot is, what their savings pot value is, but also what the tax liability would be.
And that's where we end off for today on that point. As you can hear from Kaid, there's a lot of effort, to try and make people understand, what's going on around the two-pot system, making people understand some of the implications, making people understand what's in someone's savings pot, making people understand tax implications thereof, what can they do and not do. I think he mentioned earlier on that, one of the simple things is, is that their calculator actually helps you to understand your qualification level, if I remember correctly, you know, whether you qualify and all of that, and also a lot of efforts around education. We spoke quite a bit about how they've implemented that particular calculator. They have one that is on the Old Mutual website, but from an accessibility point of view, they've also made an interface that works through WhatsApp as a channel. And, you know, through that, a person can have, you know, real-time calculations being done, you know, real-time access, you know, to what's actually going on in their portfolio. You know, these are some of the features that are going to be there and that are already existing. And then over time as well, he mentions the fact that there's also education resources that people can access through that WhatsApp channel, and also addressing some of the concerns around safety and that type of thing, because money is something that's important to everyone, and ensuring that you have a safe and secure channel is definitely you know, top of mind. And then just ending off talking about the fact that the calculator that they have on their website is certainly available to anyone, you know, who wants to just understand what's going on. It's not only to Old Mutual customers. That's how we round up today's discussion on the two-pot retirement system. Thank you so much. We were in conversation today with Kaid Wingrove. He is a product manager for the two-pot servicing over at Old Mutual. Kaid, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks so much for the time, Madiwa.
So that's been it. My name is Mudiwa Gavaza, and this has been a discussion that was brought to you around the two-pot retirement system by Old Mutual. Remember that you can subscribe for free episodes on iono.fm, Spotify, player.fm, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts.